Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
I have a role, by the way, I'm applying to the Blackhawks. Talked about it with management over the weekend. Yeah. You know, when they shoot out the T-shirts and they're attached to the little umbrellas that float down gently to the crowd, and then people punch each other out to get the T-shirts?
They're parachutes, not little umbrellas.
Yeah, parachutes, like I would have said. Well, you could use them. You could... Yeah. You take the parachute home and use it as an umbrella.
It's like Little Mary Poppins' T-shirts, like holding on.
But I occasionally see people in the suites who reach out and grab those. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky enough to be in a suite, you don't get a free shirt.
I feel the same way about that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could grab them.
So I have a new rule. Yeah. If you're in the suite and you get a shirt by accident or you grab one, you have to buy a shirt for everyone in the section below you. Every single one.
You can't just whip it down.
Well,
take it off the parachute and nearest, whip it down there?
I have a nearest cutest kid rule. Oh, yeah. Like the nearest cutest kid gets your shirt.
Yeah.
But I see people grab those shirts. You're in a suite, for crying out loud.
Or how about you give them your dessert?
Oh, and the dessert cart comes by?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy talk, Dave.
Sorry.
Sheldon Brookbank is standing by from your Chicago Blackhawks, courtesy of MB Financial Bank. Good morning to you.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
You like my idea? Sheldon, you like my idea?
Yeah, not bad. I think it could work.
Oh, not bad. He's going to workshop.
Which is a nice way of saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Move on.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, Ottawa tonight. I call this a must win. I know you guys can't approach it that way, but we're right on the borderline here of the season continuing to be thrilling as it has been for the past month. We're going in the other direction. So that's the deal. You got to win tonight.
Yes, I think we don't really have the luxury to kind of waste games anymore, so we need these ones pretty bad tonight, that's for sure.
Sheldon, you look at the last three games, you've gotten down by 2 goals in the first period in each one. You're able to come back and win one of those against New Jersey the other night, but how important is it to kind of turn around the way you're starting these games?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think our second periods have been great. Now if we can just piece together the first period a little better, you know, and maybe not necessarily come out on top, but maybe just even, I think we'll have a better chance moving forward here.
Have you noticed a different feel with the guys since you turned this around?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, winning kind of solves everything, but it seems like guys are really focused now, and they're taking their games to a new level, and they're really engaged, they're having fun, and it's just it's a good atmosphere in there, and you can tell the players are enjoying themselves.
This is going to shock you. I've never been currently on an NHL team, past, present, or future. So I don't know what practice feels like. But usually we know a team gets on a win streak in any sport. Practice becomes more fun because fun's not a word you can always assign to practice. Is there more fun, maybe a little more goofing around going on?
Yeah. You know, when you're losing, you kind of have to come in there and everyone's a little bit on edge. And you got to, you know, battle drills and all the boring stuff that nobody likes to do. When you're winning, you don't have to worry so much about fixing everything. It's more of just keeping the good feelings going. So, you know, right now they're definitely enjoying themselves, and it makes it a lot easier to come to the rink and get on the ice.
How's Corey Crawford looked in practice? I know it's not your department, but certainly you have an opinion.
Yeah, I think he's coming along. You know, it's hard. He's been off for, maybe a couple months now. And, you know, he's just trying to get his legs back, and we're getting him lots of shots. So I think once he, you know, gets feeling a little bit better there, then we'll see where we're at with him.
Sheldon, when you're dealing with a season that's been like this, where you've had losing streaks and winning streaks, and you get down to the end where you really have, I mean, you're looking at you're chasing scoreboards, you're really looking at having to get as much points as possible, as fast as possible. Does that change the way that you motivate the players? I mean, does every game take on different meaning when you're chasing?
It doesn't really necessarily change your approach. I think you just know that every game in this league is big, and you have to approach it the same way. I mean, that's how I do it. I just worry about the one game at a time, worry about just in the moment, and then, you know, everything else will kind of take care of itself if you do that the right way. So, you know, you can definitely feel the games are a little bigger, you know, this time of year. That's just the way it works with sports in general. But, you know, I think I'd like to think guys approach it the same way, game one or game 70.
It's a big week for the Hawks. Friday night, of course, is it's National Margarita Day, and Friday night will be Margaritaville night with, you know, the Jimmy Buffett feel all over, so that'll be a lot of fun. And I encourage you to go to the Chicago Blackhawks website and see Jimmy Buffett lose his mind in a Blackhawks sweater and a helmet doing his best Patrick Kane impression after he scores a goal.
I'm going to suggest that they go with, instead of Chelsea Dagger, every time we score, Cheeseburger in Paradise, because a puck kind of looks like a cheeseburger.
Friday night would be good for that.
Yeah, so
yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I'm suggesting
I like that. And then here's an important deal. The Chicago Blackhawks are partnering with DKMS, an international nonprofit organization dedicated to fight against blood cancer and blood disorders. They've helped register more than 8.6 million potential donors and have provided 74,000 plus patients with second chances of life. If you come to Sunday's game and you walk by section 120, you can learn more there. You can have your cheek swab. You might be able to save a life just by joining the donor pool. And this has a personal connection to you, Sheldon.
Yeah, definitely. My good friend Jamie Fico is fighting with lymphoblastic leukemia right now, and he needs a donor. So, you know, and I know there's lots of people out there that need a donor. So we're trying to get a blood drive going here and see if we can get some more matches, because it's not easy to find a match for a stem cell transplant. So, you know, my good friend needs it. I know there's a lot of people out there who need some help. So we're just trying to give some people some hope and, you know, help out, and hopefully we can find a few more matches here.
Again, join the donor pool. You go to dkms.org/hockeygiveshope. That's all one word, hockey gives with an S, hockey gives hope. Or go to the DKMS table at section 120. So really, you just need to get your cheek swabbed. It's that easy?
Mm-hmm. It's that easy. Yeah, you go there, you go. They'll have the table set up. They'll you know, do a little swab, then they'll put it back in their kit, and they'll send it out and see if you match with anyone like that. So it's a lot easier than it used to be, from what I understand. So, you know, stop by Section 120 at our game on Sunday the 24th, and let's get this going.
And Fico's on the clock, man. He needs your help now.
He is, yeah. We need it. We need to get this going as fast as possible. And like I said, you know, it's easy. And I know there's a lot of other people out there. Yeah, you could help, you know, save someone's life.
I had a friend go through this where he did a random donor volunteer situation, matched up with somebody he'd never met, 1,000 miles away, saved the individual's life.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. You never know. You know, this one hits home for me, but I know that there's a lot of people out there too. So, you know, I think it's a good cause, and you never know when you could be in a situation like this. So, you know, get the cheek swabbed, and let's just see if it works out here.
And you can also donate money. I will put that link in Sheldon's interview when we post that a little later.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you can just write a check if you want.
Yep.
Excellent. Dave?
Sheldon, not to bring up another tough story, but I think it's well known that you began your career, you played for the Humboldt Broncos, you're from that area. I think we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the bus crash. How are people doing back there?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, it's just a tough situation. There's really no way to prepare for that situation. And, you know, people are strong out there, but it's been a long year. And, you know, they're trying to move forward with everything up there the best they can, but it's never going to be the same. So, you know, it was a tough day in Humboldt, and, you know, everyone kind of banded together to get through it, but it's definitely not easy.
I'm sure.
All right. Well, listen, let's have some fun tonight. Let's get a win. Let's get a lot of people out there Sunday to donate and at least see if they're matches and get registered. And let's get some money raised as well. That's all we're talking about here.
Let's get a win and a match. That'd be a great day for me, I tell you what.
How about it? Right?
Yeah.
The MB Financial Bank question for you comes from listener and fan Brenda Lung. And Brenda says, as a player or a coach, what's your pregame meal?
Well, it's different as a player. You needed some pasta or some quinoa or some carbs in there. As a coach, you're trying to keep it a little bit lighter because you're not burning all those calories. So usually surrounded with chicken breast. And, you know, if you really want to treat yourself, a little warm chocolate chip cookie at the end of it.
How far before a game would you eat? Like, you know, if you got a typical night game, what time are you eating?
Yeah, as a player, you're going to eat. I would usually eat at, say, it's a 7:30 game. You'd eat around noon. Have a big meal around lunchtime there, and then later on, before the game, maybe 3 hours before, you have a light little snack just so you're not feeling too hungry. But, you know, I personally like to feel a little hungry when I played.
Makes you angrier.
Yeah, you're kind of a little bit of hungry hockey player, you know, and you feel a little lighter. You always want to feel light out there so you feel like you can fly around. So I'm not sure if everyone else is like that, but that's how I kind of like to feel.
And as a coach, you can pretty much go Renaissance Festival right up the puck drop, walking around with a drumstick and, a pint of grog.
Yeah, sometimes as a coach, you even just forget to eat because you're not really as focused on it. You have your lunch, and then you're like, oh, wait a second, I didn't eat anything here. Better get something. So,
there you go.
So, not as big of a focus.
Brenda's going to get a hockey puck autographed by a Blackhawk player, courtesy of MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
DKMS.org/hockeygiveshope, or if you're coming to the game Sunday, come by Section 120, get your cheeks swabbed. You never know, you could save a life. And also, as Samberg just said, we will link all that to the podcast of this phone call with Sheldon, and you'll have that information. You can go to the website, make a donation as well. Sheldon Brookbank, thanks, man. We'll watch you guys tonight.
All right, thanks for having me.
More importantly, we'll listen to them on your hockey station, your 720 WGN, with John Weideman and Troy Murray. When I said watch them, I meant we'd watch the radio.
Of course. And by the way, I believe the second guest on the program, maybe the first ever, advocate and recommend quinoa. So he's my guy.
I didn't hear it.
You heard chocolate chip cookie?
I heard chocolate chip cookie loud. I heard chicken. I heard chocolate chip cookie. I didn't hear quinoa.
Well, that's because you're still tired from the 40 push-ups.
Yeah. Check out that video.